That's a great tune, isn't it? Have no idea what it's called. I apologize. So, all right.
Green Grow the Rushes.
What was that?
It's the Green Grow the Rushes.
Is that what it is? Green
Grow the last one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Much appreciated for that. So, the cook in the kitchen. So this is the other thing now. They wrote this in, somebody wrote it on the session.org, and in the G, they put the first. I don't play that F natural there. I play F sharp. So I don't know why they wrote F natural. It's kind of like really bizarre to me. So, but anyway, so this is the version that I usually play, but. I don't like it in D. It doesn't sound that good. So we do the. Now let me look at my jigs set here.
Tatter Jack would go well.
Oh yeah, we didn't do Tatter Jack yet. I thought we did. I put the music to the side, so I got it right here.
2D mixed tune. Unless you insist on that F sharp.
What's that? What, Karen?
They'd both be D mixed tune unless you insist on that F sharp in The Cook.
Oh yeah, got to be F sharp.
Yeah, it's a good thing I can differ over here inside.
Well, not all of them, but that first one. That one's an F natural, right? So, Tatter Jack Wald. It's like really interesting, you know, trying to put these sets together. Usually when we do sets of tunes, we try and do key changes, you know? But finding tunes that are common and having, you go through the O'Neill's book and the majority of the tunes are D and G, and there's a bunch in A, and so there's some B flats in there, but so it's, a lot of the sets tonight, we have very few key changes, but I don't think it matters. So we're really focused on the melodies, aren't we? Not the key changes. So. And then, you know what we'd do? We'd do, let's do Tobin's favorite in between. That way we do have a key change. And then, okay.